Good evening and welcome to the planning meeting of Burnham Town Council on Tuesday the 5th of July. District councillors reserve their right of view at this meeting as town councillors, and they reserve their right to a different view as district councillors and at other meetings. However, we have no district councillors present. Item 676, apologies for absence.
I'm Councillor Stanley and Councillor Wilson.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interests in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda. Having regard to the Code of Conduct for Members, members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Do we have any declarations of interest? Well, I have to declare that for item L, the applicants are friends of ours, and in fact, Patsy's staying with them at their house in France at the moment, so I won't be able to take part in that discussion. Moving on to the first planning application, 2200657, land northwest of 2 Malden Road. Oh, sorry. Minutes. Confirm the minutes of the planning meeting. We've all had copies. Is everybody happy? Thank you. I'll sign those later. MAL 2200657, land northwest of 2 Malden Road, application for non-material amendment following the grant of planning permission. That's the description of the stuff. Now, I just checked this, and all it is creation of an electricity substation. Does anybody else have any comments on it? Would you like to see it on screen?
I don't know what we can really say to that. Obviously, we don't agree with the development, or I personally don't agree with the development. If the same amount of power, then they can't build it.
That's a very interesting point, Councillor.
I suppose,
I think we just have to nod that one through.
Yeah, no, do we note it?
Well, we can simply note it as opposed to approve it.
Yeah.
Right, okay, we'll note that, but we won't approve it. Item B. 2200200. Now, this is a dud number, as far as I can see. I cannot find any reference to that on the site. And it talks about the marketing strategy. However, there is a letter in the documents file that says they've discharged their requirements under the marketing strategy anyway. I don't know whether the town clerk can find that. But I'm curious as to why this is on the agenda. We can't find it. I think we should just note that this number seems to be unobtainable, but that there is a letter saying they have discharged their obligations under the marketing strategy, which is simply to say that they must offer it to people in Malden first. But the letter is actually more than 12 months old.
So there's something being erected up there now.
Yeah. Well, this is the marketing strategy.
Yeah. Well, what is it going up there? The big metal frame, the sun going up, the sun starting to go up this week.
Is that on the side of Tinker's Hole?
Yes.
That's the one that's got the planning application that's for the fortnight. I put that on today.
Yeah.
That is the marketing street.
Right. So they're actually building it for that.
I suggest we note that with the comments we've already made. Yeah. And the same for item C2200703. As far as I can see, that's just simply a change of the phase in which they will build units.
Yeah.
You see, now, if there's the need for the housing, because they claim for the phase two is because there is so much need, why not sell phase one and prove the need rather than bring it forward and build them all and discover you don't need them?
I think there are queries over the whether fact they expected to sell them to the people they thought they would sell them to, or in fact they're hoping that, as the planning, the marketing strategy says, if they don't sell them all to Malden people, they can flog them to anybody they like. And I have a fairly shrewd suspicion that they would wish to do that.
Yeah,
especially as their marketing strategy has been discharged according to one of the letters. So we are faced with an issue for the fact that it's going ahead anyway, regardless of any queries we may have about the correctness of the decision to preserve it in Berne in the first place. So shall we just note that one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, suppose that we note. Which brings us on to 22006945 Five Compass Gardens, Penmont Crouch, single story side and rear extension. Any comments, members?
Is there any neighbours objection?
I don't think there are any documents on the site objections. And it looks okay, it's simply an infill to the garage to me from looking at it. It simply looks as if they're infilling the space between the house and the garage with usable accommodation. See, if you look at the house and the garage, you'll see that they've now filled the gap in between.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, we're happy to approve that, members? Yeah. We support. We will support that one. Okay, moving on. 47A Western Road. Loft conversion with dormer windows and flush roof lights. Now, is Western Road in the conservation area? I used to live in Western Road. I'm not sure it is, but...
When?
It looks okay, but if there's a suspicion that it's in the conservation area, I think we should approve it subject to the conservation officer approving the proposals, should it be required.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to we'll support this application, but query whether the conservation officer's approval is needed. Brings us on to New Road, 22007103 31 New Road. First floor rear extension over existing flat roof kitchen. There are no objections, however, on the plans it does show that one of the windows could be obscured glass because the architect doesn't think it will create a problem overlooking next door. But there is a proposal that one of the windows is obscured glass, and I would suggest we approve it subject to either the obscured glass being a condition of building or...
Sounds stupid, but I assume these foundations that they put in recently were done for six floors.
I think that's a matter for the building inspector. Certainly when we had an extension built at 57 Station Road, they had to look at the foundations. So subject to building, well, shall we just approve that one subject to the query as to whether one of the windows should be obscured as shown on the diagram? Okay, thank you.
Subject to...
Yes, please. 22007083 35 Maple Way, single story front extension, side window and door being filled in, weatherboarding to replace existing hanging tiles and replace and extend existing block paved driveway. Now, looking at the pictures and the plans, it looks to me as if they're losing one parking space. Perhaps we can have a look at
that.
Extending block pay drive. I've never that good of a plan, so I figured if it was a, it was just going to make it bigger, it was going to stroke under the, something like it.
So, where the bigger houses are, I think.
See, that is as is, I understand.
Right.
But if you look at the proposed block plan.
That is
the proposed
block plan. Ah, parking for three vehicles at a push.
I think if you read the legend on the left hand side, does it not say existing block plan?
No,
the left hand side.
Oh, existing block plan, yes, sorry.
That's the existing block plan. That's how it is at the moment, which is why it's confusing. If you have a look at the proposed, there's a shaded area which suggests that they're actually using the garage. No, it's the same one. Ten High Street, Burnham. Removal of ivy and dead pruners overhanging the boundaries line of Stebbing Court. On normal approval is subject to the tree officer's approval. Okay. Which brings us on to 22007:30 Mild May House, Foundry Lane, Burnham on Crouch. Advertisement consent for 8 number non-illuminated fascia signs. Now, they were kind enough to provide mock-up pictures of this.
Yeah.
It's what used to be the computer sales at one point.
Yeah.
This is the mock-up and it seems perfectly okay to me.
Yeah, it's
a member's happy to support benchmarks.
Is it all?
Yeah.
Sorry,
nice to see a local business expanding. Okay. 22007:35 Riverside Road, Maple, remove. Again, are we happy? Subject to approval of the tree officer. 22007:40 24 New Road, proposed single story and two story rear extensions.
Have you seen the drawings?
Yes, it looks okay to me. It's not two separate extensions, it's one part of the extension, it's two stories and one big part of the extension, it's one story.
Right.
Yeah, there's a side picture, side elevation. There is an elevation. I see no objection, but who other than is approved?
Approved?
We're happy to support that one. Thank you. Now, this is Warners Hall, 22005:34 Warners Hall, 70 High Street, Burnham on Crouch, Essex. Installation of a new freestanding lift, and I disqualify myself from commenting on this one.
What
is freestanding lift?
Right, so they're putting in. I trouble with some of the images from this because Warners Hall's got so much history. I mean, it's built by the Oyster Mountain family, it's very significant World War One. There was a lift in there that they removed, and they're not planning on reusing the same lift shaft because they've got a flower room in there now. So I question whether such a significant building should have a lift installed when there is a lift shaft area that could have been used. But I couldn't get the pictures up. Some, a lot of documents on this were coming up with no for me. So I couldn't actually see what it would look like in there.
Where is this?
One is also
the big house. Oh, the nice Georgian.
Yeah.
Beautiful house. But I'd love like that.
Yeah, I see. And the idea of just sticking a freestanding lift in there to me, just destroying the architecture.
So what's it? What, inside?
So where did you go? Nothing done
it. There was a mock one that said they would show it in a sketch on how it would be in position, but I just couldn't get that image to know.
So, existing archway and ceiling, main entrance, all proposed. Main entrance hall, proposed lift to be installed to right of existing staircase opening.
Is this property
quite
listed or anything?
It was listed. I've covered it in my research because it was where he sold the office estate during World War One for the air base that was on the brick farm.
Because that, obviously. I imagine it's to the right, that back wall where the painting is.
You're talking about that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which is what I thought, but if you put the right stairs up, the stairs in are up there as well. So you're going to be putting it on the top of the stairs.
There is another one that says it's one that shows, the impression of where it would be, but I just couldn't get it to load online.
I would point out to members, this is a listed building consent application.
This is what I'm wondering, is it grade one? Because normally grade two, inside, isn't such a big thing, but grade one is a big... I mean, obviously, there's a reason they're doing it, obviously, because of mobility of the resident that lives there. I assume it's not for a butler or something.
But it does say it's a resident, but I wondered if a stairlift would be less intrusive and easier for the next person to come along, because a probably fell and it no longer there. One of my friends took out a stairlift after her husband passed away, and you probably fell over and it's gone. You put in a lift like that and it's there now.
I think.
And there is a proper lift shaft there that they haven't converted, they can use their flower room.
I think because it's listed, we just have to know this to an extent, because obviously it's down to the this planning, obviously they've got to follow.
I think listed buildings are beyond our realms of capability.
Yeah, it's...
But
I think it's quite a complex thing to look at, isn't it?
It gets very complicated. Even to replace the windows, you have to put planning applications in, it's crazy.
Conservation officer. Warmest Hall is a grade 2 listed building situated in the Vernon Ground Conservation Area, built in 1848 by John Gilson Hawker, a prominent local oyster merchant. Warmest Hall is a 3-story grey brick Italianate style mansion of high architectural quality. The building derives significance from its architectural and historic interest and makes an important contribution to the special character of the conservation area. Subdivided into 3 apartments in 1945. The house was restored to a high standard as a single dwelling by its present owners, for which they received a Morgan District Council Conservation and Design Award in 2007. The application seeks permission for a new compact freestanding pavilion in the native vacuum elevator and lift within the open well of the main staircase. The cantilever staircase, with its sweeping hardwood handrail and stick balusters, is in keeping with the age and status of the house, but is in recent construction introduced as part of the 2007 restoration. While sympathetic to the character of the building, the staircase has no heritage significance. The cylindrical form of the lift would respond to the curved plan of the existing stairs, and that lift would have been created through the existing balustrade at the head of the lift. But as this is not a historic location, no harm would be caused. Overall, I advise that the proposal would result in no harm to the significance of this building, and in any case, the lift would likely be removed by a future occupant. As such, the proposal poses no conflict with policy D3 of the Lord Melton King, Chapter 16 of the MPPF, or the duty set out in Section 16, (2) of the Planning, (listed Building and Conservation Act, Areas Act 1990. For these reasons, I raise no objection to the approval of this application. I have no conditions to recommend in this instance.
It's a tough one, obviously, at the same time. It's within the property, so it doesn't affect the look on the outside. The resident obviously needs it for a reason, to, for obviously,
be more comfortable noting it. The historian in me can't afford to support changing historic building like that. I feel uncomfortable. I know the conservation officer says, but I suppose I can't do that if I forgot for planning reasons, so I guess I'll have to vote to support it, don't I? So thinking out loud. Yeah, I suppose I'd have to on planning grounds just vote to support as much as I don't like it.
So can we note that three councillors approve it with my abstention? Right, decisions advised. Murray Fields, single story addition to rear attached garage was approved. Land rear of 5 Mildmay Road, 2 bedroom bungalow, approved. House, 6 Fernley Road, demolition of existing garage, erection single story side extension, that was approved. Malt sweetings allowed to proceed, that was all tree work. Sunnyside Stony Hills, existing house and ancillary structure to be demolished and erection of 2 new buildings was approved. Land rear of this is interesting. It doesn't actually have a decision where it says land rear of Mill Farm, Stony Hills, proposed 4 new chalet bungalows. But I'm feeling that comes up on a future agenda, does it not?
Yes.
I know, in fact, that's a subject to an appeal. Because if you look at item F, it's no decision. But if you look at appeals, land rear of Mill Farm, Stony Hills, Burnwell Crouch, it's an appeal. So one presumes that it was turned down and it's subject to an appeal. So I think we move on to the date of the next planning meeting, which is Tuesday the 19th of July at 7 p.m. here in the council chamber, followed by a council meeting. Unless there's any other business, I'm going to close the meeting at 7:25.